you lizards, come by, you lizards, come by.
To search our souls for our own answers. And to take action. The coincidences of your life and the choices you have made in response to them have brought you to this point.
And now has what can only be termed a force field to the Condor and Eagle,
which I have heard many times throughout Chinese, America, and of similar prophecies I have encountered around the world. Nearly every culture I know prophesized that in the late 1990s, we entered a period of remarkable transition.
We had
monasteries in the Himalayas, ceremonial sites in Indonesia, and indigenous reservations in North America. From the depths of the Amazon to the peaks of the Andes, and into the ancient Mayan cities of Central America. I have heard that ours is a special moment in human history, and that each of us was born at this time because we have a mission to accomplish. The titles and words of the prophecies differ slightly. They tell variously of a new age, the third millennium, the age of Aquarius, the beginning of the fifth sun, or the end of the old calendars and the commencement of new ones. Despite the varying terminologies, however, they have a great deal in common, and the prophecy of the Condor and Eagle is typical. It states that back in the mists of history, human societies divided and took two different paths, that of the Condor, representing the heart, intuitive and mystical, and that of the Eagle, representing the brain, rational and material. In the 1490s, the prophecy said, the two paths would converge, and the Eagle would drive the Condor to the verge of extinction. Then, 500 years later, when the one in which the Condor and Eagle will have the opportunity to reunite and fly together in the same star, along the same path. If the Condor and Eagle accept this opportunity, they will create a most remarkable offspring, unlike any ever seen before. The prophecy of the Condor and Eagle can be taken at many levels. The standard interpretation is that it foretells the sharing of indigenous knowledge with the technologies of science, the balancing of yin and yang, and the bridging of northern and southern cultures.
And this collection of most powerful
is the message it offers about consciousness. It says that we have entered a time when we can benefit from the many diverse ways of seeing ourselves and the world, and that we can use these as a springboard to higher levels of awareness. As human beings, we can truly wake up and evolve into a more conscious species. On your favorite subject, offer study sports, offer study sports, and cooking, and almost any and at your local bookstore or live, and use it to help students wake up to the true nature of the society they are inheriting.